Cynthia Wilson, and this message is for you. This podcast covers micro-motivators to encourage you to act because small actions can make a big difference in your life. Welcome to episode 25. Today's message is, throw your negative thoughts into a pit and walk away. I know this message sounds a little demanding, and, well, it is. This is because it is so important. Negative thoughts impact not only your mental health, but your physical health too. An article by Dr. Karen Lawson from the University of Minnesota shares that chronic stress, which is the source of many illnesses, can be caused by negative emotions. But the good news is that we have the ability to control them. You certainly deserve to feel every emotion that you want. And sometimes things just suck. In cognitive behavioral therapy, there are three C's: catch, check, change. These were taught to my son in his elementary school. Catch when you are stuck in a negative thought. Check the logic and ask, is it realistic or helpful? And then change and replace the negative thoughts with positive ones. I get it. It sounds easy enough, but when you're in that moment or stuck on the emotion, it is the hardest thing to do. What if you thought about the check as a simple pause and just ask a question? What is keeping me from being the best version of myself in this moment? And then as you move to change, you can ask, how can I respond being the best version of myself? If that means you need to walk away, write it out, get some fresh air, then go and take the moment that you need to refresh and recharge. One thing that could help is reframing. This is something that I've been catching myself with recently. A simple example is, I am bad at remembering names. This could be adjusted to, I am working hard to get better at remembering names. It's honest and positive. Another example could be, I can't play an instrument. This can be changed to, I'm just starting to learn to play an instrument and I recognize that it takes time and lots of practice. It's okay to give yourself and others some grace. Adjusting negative emotion often involves forgiveness of yourself or others. Mahatma Gandhi said, forgiveness is choosing to love. It is the first skill of self-giving love. I had a discussion with my friend Daria the other day about forgiveness and how difficult that is when you worry about being complicit. This is tough because it's hard to forgive when really bad things happen, especially when you don't and will never condone the behavior, such as in the examples of murder or abuse. I found a quote by Robin Sharma that addresses this. Forgiveness isn't approving what happened. It's choosing to rise above it. We cannot change the truth of the past, but we can change our reactions and our emotions around it. If you find yourself coming back to those negative thoughts again and again, choose a mantra. Focus on something that is positive. Here are a few examples. My thoughts are powerful, and I choose them wisely. I am safe to feel, heal, and grow. I am here to contribute, not to carry everything. I listen deeply and respond with care. Another thing that you can do is to focus on where in your body you are feeling this emotion. Does your throat feel tight or itchy? Is your stomach in knots? Are you getting a headache? Does your heart hurt? Are you experiencing shoulder or back pain? This may seem like a diversion, but it is helping you acknowledge where this hurt, negativity, or anxiety is impacting your body. As you identify that part, find a way to move it and remember to breathe. So find a song to sing. Rest your head against a tree or pillow. Do some planks or push-ups. Roll your shoulders. Bring your knees towards your chest. Move that negative energy out. Empathy is a lovely skill and can bring about deep connections with other people. But empaths need to be careful that the emotions of other people are not impacting them. Clearings can be very helpful for this. Also, simply taking a moment to recognize, this is not my emotion. Those problems are not my problems. This is when you brush the energy off of your shoulders or your whole body and carry on. You can bring a little ritual into this as well. My husband and I went to this amazing bed and breakfast in the Poconos, which has sadly since closed, so the owner, Leslie, could retire. When we were leaving, she had us write down on a piece of paper what we wanted to leave behind and then burn it in a safe container. Then she had us take a stone with a word on it that we wanted to bring forward in our lives. It was simple, yet really beneficial. There are also transformation techniques, so turning that which is negative into something positive, such as an anchor into a butterfly, or turning the situation upside down, or turning it into a cartoon. Looking at the situation from a different perspective can help you move through it. Those negative thoughts are no longer your burden to carry. So throw your negative thoughts into a pit and walk away. And remember, this message is for you.